Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at the Print. And today I will discuss how will Congress leader RPN Singh's move impact BJP and the Congress in the Uttar Pradesh elections. Congress leader RPN Singh, who was in charge of party affairs in Jharkhand, resigned from the Congress Tuesday and has joined the Bharatiya Janata Party. The move comes ahead of the Uttar Pradesh Assembly elections next month. Singh is one of the many Congress leaders, part of the once famed team Rahul Gandhi, who have quit over a period of 2 to 3 years to join other parties. Other Congress members who were once part of the former party president's coterie but have since quit include Jyotiraditya Scindia, Jitin Prasada, Sushmita Dev, Priyanka Chaturvedi, Lalitesh Pati Tripathi and Aditi Singh. Born on 25th April 1964 in Delhi, Singh, who is married to journalist Sonia Singh, is often referred to as the Raja Sahib of UP's Patrona and is a member of the royal Senthavar family of Kushinagar. Commenting on RPN Singh's exit, Congress national spokesperson Supriya Srinath during a press conference said, and I quote, "To win this fight, you have to be brave. Only a coward can jump to a party with a completely opposite ideology." Unquote. The former Congress leader, who had been with that party for over 3 decades, also has significant political lineage. His father, Kunwar CPN Singh, was an MP from Kushinagar, who had also served as Minister of State for Defence in the Indira Gandhi government in the 1980s. He had also been an MLA from Padrona. RPN Singh, a 3-time Congress MLA from Padrona between 1996 and 2007, became an MP in 2009 when he defeated the then BSP state president Swami Prasad Maurya in UP. Maurya had joined the BJP in 2016 and has now gone to the Samajwadi Party. Singh subsequently became the Minister of State for Home in the then UPA government at the centre, led by former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. It has, however, been his only victory in the parliamentary elections so far. He contested both the 2014 and 2019 Lok Sabha elections for the Congress, but had to face defeat both times. While RPN Singh was a minister in the Manmohan Singh government, the Congress had also fielded his mother Mohini Devi in a by-poll from Padrona, but she lost. Singh's resignation from the Congress came after the party had already announced his name as part of its star campaigners for the upcoming UP elections. Commenting on the party's loss of face, a source in the Congress told the Print, and I quote, "This shows the party's disconnect with the leaders. His name was included in the list of star campaigners and the next day he joined the BJP," unquote. The source further said that Singh was considered close to the Gandhis but had been sidelined for some time now. The former MP had first contested the Lok Sabha elections in 1996 but was defeated by BJP's Ram Nagina Mishra. And I quote a Congress leader who said, "Still, he was one of the favourite leaders in the Congress. He was also a part of the Congress national team." The leader further said, "When RPN Singh won the Lok Sabha election for the first time in 2009, he was made a minister in the Manmohan Singh government. He also served as a Minister of Petroleum, Highway and Surface Transport. Not only this, Congress also made him the state in charge of Jharkhand." However, the leader told the Print that for the past some time, he had been sidelined. Singh belongs to the Senthavar subcaste among non-Yadav OBC Kurmis that enjoy influence in eastern Uttar Pradesh, chiefly around areas like Kushinagar, Gorakhpur and Basti. Many credit the BJP's sweeping victory in the 2017 assembly polls to the support it garnered from non-Yadav OBCs. With the exit of leaders like Swami Prasad Maurya and Dara Singh Chauhan, who have both joined the Samajwadi Party ahead of the upcoming election, RPN Singh's inclusion in the BJP is aimed at consolidating non-Yadav OBC communities in the region. And a senior BJP leader told the Print that his area of influence might be confined to the Kushinagar Lok Sabha constituency adjoining Gorakhpur, which he represented in 2009, but the BJP is set to gain from it. He also added that RPN Singh has a personal connect with the voters in the region. His old assembly seat of Padrona, which he represented thrice from 1996 to 2009, also falls in the Kushinagar parliamentary constituency. With Maurya's exit, the BJP leader said, the party feels that his inclusion will strengthen the UP BJP's chances in the area. The Kushinagar Lok Sabha seat is spread across 5 assembly constituencies: Hata, Ramkola, Khadda, Padrona and Kushinagar. The BJP leader explained, if you look at the Lok Sabha constituency of Kushinagar, he said, OBCs have the most dominant presence, ranging from 35% to 40%, with Santhavars and Kushwaha being the two major groups. Arpin Singh is one of the most prominent representatives, he said, who has a strong link with the people. He had suffered losses last time in the 2019 Lok Sabha poll, as the Congress is not a player in Uttar Pradesh, the leader added. Meanwhile, after Maurya's exit from the BJP, the party is also looking for a strong face to field from Padrona. Maurya had won the seat in the 2017 UP Assembly elections, but as I said, has now quit the party. According to sources in the BJP, it is still unclear whether Singh will contest the Assembly election. And I quote a source who said, in case Arpin Singh will not contest the Assembly polls, he will definitely try and get tickets for his closed aides. However, this is something that is still being worked out, whether he will contest himself or field his close aides. Political experts too believe that his entrance into BJP will strengthen the party's chances in these areas. Political expert Badri Narayan said his entry will definitely have an impact in Gorakhpur and Kushinagar, and the BJP is set to gain from his entry in these particular areas, as these are Singh's area of influence. That's all I have for you right now. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.